application, the applicant argues that the Taney County Planning and Zoning Commission lacked authority to deny the request, and such denial is arbitrary, capricious, ultra-vires, and void. The applicant goes on to make basically the following arguments. First, that the records of the Taney County Commission do not show that the county adopted the current development guidance code. Both records of votes and text of the code are missing. Second, Taney County never followed the statutory procedure to enact a zoning ordinance. Third, even if Taney County could prove it enacted the current development guidance code, the substance of the code departs from the zoning ordinance authorized by state statute. And fifth, the applicant argues that the substance of the current code violates the separation of powers because it delegates a legislative function to an administrative entity. As you gentlemen know, per the provisions of Missouri Revised Statute 64.870, the Board of Adjustment basically has the power, first off, to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations. As you know, we read that each meeting. However, the Board of Adjustment is not granted the authority via statute to determine whether the Planning Commission has the authority to deny the applicant's Division 3 permit request, nor is the Board of Adjustment granted the authority to make a determination regarding the validity of the development guidance code. Basically, only the court system is granted the authority to make a determination regarding the validity of the development guidance code or to make a subsequent determination as to whether the Planning Commission has the authority to deny a Division 3 permit request. The applicant's fourth argument states the following. Taney County's application of the development guidance code is inherently arbitrary and capricious. However, the applicant does not demonstrate exactly what factors he feels makes the county's application of the development guidance code arbitrary and capricious. Number six, the applicant's final argument states the following. Among specific complaints, the determination whether a project is compatible with the surrounding area is standardless and arbitrary because it depends largely on the reaction of neighbors as well as the identities of the persons who might be in favor or opposed. And the conversations where local opinion is expressed tend to be informal, off-the-record statements about which the applicant is never informed and which he or she has no opportunity to rebut. In this case, the Board of Adjustment is basically tasked per statute strictly with making a determination as to whether or not the Planning Commission made an error of law in denying Division 3 permit number case number 2015-22 based upon the Planning Commission's unanimous belief that the nightly rental of the 19 future residences to be constructed upon lots 20 through 38 of Woodbridge Estates Phase 2. Basically, the board would have to determine that there was an error of law made by the Planning Commission with their joint belief that this nightly rental would not be compatible with the adjoining single-family residential uses within the neighboring subdivisions. The staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves appeal request number, case number 2016-1A, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Missouri Department of Revenue, and the Taney County Regional Sewer District, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Third, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. Fourth, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Fifth, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Sixth, no residents constructed within lots 20 through 38 of Woodbridge Estates Phase 2 shall contain more than 3 bedrooms. And number 7, all residences utilized for nightly rental shall accommodate no more than 2 persons per dwelling unit, plus 2 persons per bedroom. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. 8, a deed restriction shall be placed upon all deeds within lots 20 through 38 of Woodbridge Estates Phase 2, requiring all residences which are to be used for nightly rental to utilize a single property management company, meeting the minimum requirements of Appendix E, Section 4.714 of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. The language of said restriction shall be reviewed and approved by the Taney County Legal Department. 9, no boats, watercraft, trailers, or recreational vehicles shall be parked or stored on site upon any lots within lots 20 through 38 of Woodbridge Estates Phase 2 in conjunction with the nightly rental of the properties in question. 10, one-off street parking space shall be provided for each 2 persons of occupancy within each nightly rental cabin. And 11, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And we've got just a couple of brief videos. The first one, we just did a quick 360 at the entrance to the subdivision. Speed this up just a little bit. This is actually footage from the time period where this went through planning and zoning, but there haven't been a great deal of changes since then. And that's all the staff has at this point.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Any members of the board have any questions for Bob at this point? Hearing none. Mr. Davis, the floor is yours.
Yes. So, Tim Davis. I don't own the applicant. I just represent the applicant. The rationale for bringing the appeal is, I realize the board may, I don't know what the board is going to do. They may very well vote it down. The important point is that if the Board of Zoning Adjustment votes against SMBZ's appeal, then SMBZ can say that they've exhausted their administrative remedies. And here's why this is important. It means if SMB then goes on and litigates against Taney County on the issues that are presented in the appeal, then SMBZ can say, look, we have a justiciable case in controversy because we went through all the administrative steps and still got denied, so that now the court has jurisdiction to hear what we have to say. So that's the rationale for going through the administrative steps. The core point of the appeal is that the Planning and Zoning Commission lacked authority to deny the request, and the denial was arbitrary, capricious, ultra vires, beyond its power, and void. And here's why. I'll just briefly go through these points, not to try to persuade you of them, but to make sure that they're in the record. So an interesting point is that the records of the Taney County Commission, which are kept by the Taney County Clerk, Donna Neely, and the County Commission only acts through its written record kept in Donna's office. They don't show the Development Guidance Code was ever adopted. I suppose most people don't know that, but if you went into Donna's office and tried to find where the code originated, you couldn't go back through the records and reconstruct it. So the original 1984 supposed code was never kept in her office. Also, the votes weren't recorded. And the same is true for almost all of the supposed amendments that happened afterwards. The text of those amendments doesn't show up in Donna's office, neither did the votes on the amendments. The result is, if you tried to say, where does the Taney County Development Guidance Code come from, you couldn't find it. There's no basis for saying that this is our current code. Then, a second point is that Taney County never followed the statutory procedures. I suppose we could find the code in Donna's office. Let's assume we could. The county still couldn't show that it went through the statutory procedures to enact a zoning ordinance. The alternative planning and zoning, all the steps are mandatory, and they said about it, there are about 16 different steps that the county has to go through, and they're mapped out in the statute. You don't have to wonder what the steps are. You can just follow the statute, and sort of point by point it says what you have to do if a county wants to enact zoning. And the county cannot document that it followed the steps of public notice and public hearings for either the original 1984 code or the amendments that happened afterward. The third point, even if the county could prove that it enacted the current code, the substance of the code departs from real planning and zoning. In a real system of planning and zoning, you have a map of your county, and all the parcels in the county show up on that map, that is, at least all the parcels in the unincorporated area. And if you want to see what any given parcel is zoned, you just go to the map, and it'll have a color code, or it'll have a letter and a number on it, and then, like, maybe it says R1 on a particular plot. And then there's a companion set of regulations. So you see on the particular plot says R1 or agricultural or whatever it is, and then you go over to the companion book, and you look up whatever R1 or agricultural says, and it tells you exactly what you can do. Now, Bob is quite capable of putting the system together. He did it in Christian County. And if the Taney County Commission ever asked him to, he could put the same system together here in, he did it once in Christian County. He could put the same system in Taney County in a matter of weeks if the County Commission ever let him, but they haven't for various reasons. The Taney County Code is arbitrary and capricious. Here's why. The Planning and Zoning staff prepare a score sheet for anybody who comes before them seeking a Division 1, 2, or 3 permit. And the scores might range up to plus 50 or maybe minus 50. That's probably their range. But then the Planning and Zoning Commission don't vote on what the score is. So you might get a positive score, and the commission might vote against you. Or you might get a negative score and might get voted in favor. The vote, up or down vote, has no discernible criteria. That's why I say it's arbitrary and capricious, because the commission doesn't follow the staff's scoring. Then it violates the separation of powers. Taney County's structure treats zoning as being something that is done by the Planning and Zoning Commission. The Planning and Zoning Commission is a legislative body. Is an administrative body. But it's well established that if anything ever gets zoned in the state of Missouri, that can only be done by a legislative body, which in this case would be the Taney County Commission. The Taney County Commission is the only legislative body we have for the county. So if any piece of property is going to be zoned, it has to be done by the County Commission. The County Commission has never tried to zone any particular tract of land for anything. The same would be true if we were in a city. If we were in the city of Branson or in the city of Hollister and we wanted to zone a particular piece of property, you couldn't go to the staff, a